Can't see her. But I'm told that she's nice. I've never, you know, I don't know her that well. I gave birth to her about 78, 79 years ago. And I don't know, you know, I don't even know what happened to her. I think she took flight. No, it's my daughter, my second daughter, and she is here from Nashville, Tennessee, and I'm happy every time I get to look at her, every time I get to hear her talk or hear on the phone, or she's a blessing in my life. So I hope you'll enjoy. Well, you can call her Cindy, that's what I did, but the world calls her Andy, Andy Landis.
I was just here a few weeks ago, you know, like, what, 6 weeks ago, right? So some of you might remember. But that shy girl who grew up on the farm, it's hard to believe, don't you think? Isn't it hard to believe?
Are you inferring that I'm fibbing?
Fibber McGee, boy. Right? Isn't it Fibber McGee?
Give me a kiss. Thank you, Angel.
Well, we all have hi. I want you to know that my two sisters and I take shifts with my mom, and we all have different gifts, and my big sister, Diane, can do a spreadsheet and add numbers without even looking at her hand like this. I don't know about you, but when I add a checkbook, it comes out different every time, so I'm one of those, but she can not even look and just go like this. And knows that it's okay. Her fingers just go to the right keys, and she knows how to use Excel and spreadsheets and all that kind of stuff. So Diane is really good at keeping track of a lot of things for my mom, and I want you to know that. And my younger sister, Anita, whom some of you met last Sunday, is really good at organizing. So she comes in every year before the Christmas party that you guys are having on Wednesday night. So my younger sister, Anita, is really good at organizing and doing all the, like, just puts everything together in bags. I did it last year, and it's not my natural gifting. So, but everything turned out fine, I heard, last year. But this year, Anita put all those bags together and all marks them all for the kids and the ages and everything, and then hands them over to Santa Claus, and then Santa Claus gives them away, just so you know. I'm the favorite. Just so you know, I'm the one who we go, I love caretaking and caregiving, so I like to cut her hair, and today I took her to the doctors, and I want you to know that so far, the doctors think she's just hanging in there. I mean, she's just amazing. She's really doing amazing. And I take her back on Friday, and I do more of like cleaning out the kitchen, and make everything look more. I'm sort of the more of the creative one, and so I'm obviously her favorite. I mean, hello, but I'm the one who picked up the musical gifts of my grandfather, though I never met him. I never met my granddad, but I did meet her mom, my nanny, and I can tell you though that there are times, even though I never met my grandfather, that ever since I moved to Nashville, I can feel him. And from the stories my mom told me, I can feel that he was big and he had this large voice and he loved music. And over the years, I've even gotten to meet some of the people who knew people that knew my grandfather. And there's certain times when I drive up to my farm, I can actually feel that he's with me and saying, good job, you know, keep your hands in the dirt, keep your feet on the ground, keep your hands in the dirt, and keep your head in the sky, keep your chin up. What I want you to know is that you have generations of people in your life that you may never have met, but there's something in your DNA. There's something in your body. You are not just who you are. You are an accumulation of all of your ancestors back. So far, you don't even know who they are. You don't even know their names, but they know you. Not only that, but you've been assigned angels, as you know. Angels that are given specifically to you from God for you to help guide you. I mean, I know for a fact that God and my angels have guided me through traffic and really dangerous. There were sometimes dangerous things that I was in Los Angeles when I was young, pursuing a career, music and acting and all of that. I know there were times that I was in a party and thought, oh no. And there were so many drugs there. And I remember I would find a penny. I remember one time I was in this, one of my angels, I believe God told me her name was Penny. At least that's what I believed her name was when I was young. And over the years, I have found pennies in some of the most unusual places. And for example, I went on a date with some guy I didn't really know, and we were going to a party, and this is when I was in college in Los Angeles, and he took me to a party. And unbeknownst to me, it was so many drugs, and there was dark lights, and I remember thinking, okay, God, you've got to get me out of here, but I don't even know how to get home. He drove me. He seemed like such a nice guy. I mean, I guess he was a nice guy, but anyway, I was in this party, and I didn't really want to be there. And as I was going down the steps, the light, even though it was kind of dark in this room, there was a light just enough to shine on this little penny on the floor. And I picked it up, and I knew that I was going to be okay. And I have found pennies in the craziest places in my life. It's like a little message from God saying, I am with you. Now, your angel is not God, and you know that, but your angel is a gift from God. And you don't even know how many times your angels have comforted you and leaned close to you and counted your tears. There is a scripture. I read scripture. I believe in scripture. I love the Bible. And there is a scripture that says that our tears are actually counted. And I often think that my poor angels must be so tired. like 9,429,000,000 tears. Oh, when is this girl going to stop? I there must be 40 just right here. And I don't always cry from grief. I do. I cry for gratitude and joy and love and amazement and wonder of this incredible world that we live in. We are in the Christmas season, and some of you may not focus on Christ as much as I do, but this season that this baby was born to give a world at the time that was embattled and embittered and struggling with finding love anywhere. If you were found guilty, if you were a woman and you were found guilty because you'd been tainted in any way, they decided they could stone you to death. If you were a man and you broke a law, there was not forgiveness for you. What Christ ushered into our world is phenomenal. I have studied so many other prophets and gods and religions. I call them the isms. I've studied so many isms because I was so blessed to not be afraid that I could study any religion because I grew up like this. I grew up knowing God was love and knowing God loved me. I wasn't afraid to ask God anything. And Mom Hill, whom you may have heard, I would ask her questions. I'd say, what about the dinosaurs? Or what about this? And she would always say to me, well, let's ask God. You know that song we sang, ask and you shall find, knock and the door will be opened. Seek. I took those three words very seriously, and I have asked, and I have knocked, and I have sought the very specific truths of God. And what Christ brought into the world was so tender and loving and precious and kind. And from what I know, he came down to be one, to be with us, so that he could relate to every single suffering and pain we've ever known. And then, as an adult, he looked at us and said, "You can do what I do. You can raise people from the dead. You can love them back to life. You can bless them and heal them and offer them hope in the darkness. You can be light in the world. You can make mistakes and get up and start over. You can fail and have another chance. You are not done. You are not finished. You are not. Because there is someone who came into our world at Christmas and said, 'Trust me, seek me, follow me, and do what I do, and you will change the world.'" And you might not realize how much the world has changed since 2018 years ago, almost 2018, 18 years. I mean, that's incredible how much our world has changed. I learned recently, I don't know if you guys know where they talk about how Mary and Martha were in, and Jesus came into the house, and Mary and Martha, and he said, "Martha, Martha, Martha, why are you working so hard? And Mary's doing the right thing. Mary gets to sit at the feet of Christ and to learn." And I don't know, do you guys know the scripture I'm talking about? There's Mary and Martha. Martha's working and Mary's sitting there. And I would always think, well, get up, Mary. You got to help, you know. You got to help in the kitchen. That's my mom always said, "Honey, you got to clean the dishes after Thanksgiving. You don't get to just sit there and, you know." You always have. And so I would always wonder why poor Martha was getting in trouble. And I found out that, do you know, up until then, women were not allowed to study from a rabbi. Only men. And here is this sweet Jesus man saying, "No, come sit. Come and learn." Mary is sitting here with all these men, and she's getting to learn straight from me. That was revolutionary at the time. Revolutionary. This is the Jesus that we're talking about at Christmas time. These are the songs we were just singing. I'm telling you that you are so loved that every tear is counted. And not only that, and I've told you this before, but some of you might not have been here. Every hair on your head is numbered. Your very hairs are counted. And here's how I imagine that God, our Father, does it. When we're babies, he has eternity, you know, he doesn't run out of time. And he just says, 1, 2, 3. And he looks in your eyes. And he blesses you. And he puts strength in you. And a destiny in you. And then he says, 5, 6, 7. And he keeps going till he gets to the hundreds, to the thousands, to the tens of thousands, and takes every little twitch of your eye and laughter and every little blessing gurgle that you make as a baby that your parents don't even see. You are so unique in yourself. And I know you know that there's no other fingerprint like yours. But there is no other head of hair. There is no other amount of tears. There is no other little skin thing. There is no other fragrance There is no other little nail hanging from your toe, from your finger. You are so incredibly unique that there will never be anyone exactly like you for, and you were born now for a reason. You were born now for a reason because now you are needed. And yet, when you are gone, there will never be another you, and you will go to God, and you and God will talk, and you'll see loved ones that you have never met. Somebody came across that big wide ocean, either on a boat or in a plane. That's the only two ways you could come. Or maybe you hiked up from some place down in South America and you found some little way to get here, down in Guatemala, or you came up. However you got here, you came here for a reason. Your birth was so magical that there were angels that filled the room. Angels that filled the room. And your ancestors were there to give you their gifts, to offer you their gifts. Like I have the gift of music. I didn't do it. I didn't ask for it. It was a gift for me, and it has changed my life because I followed it. What your gifts are. You have to thank God, grab hold of them, and you love your life. I don't care how hard it is. I don't care what you're going through. I don't care what you're going through or how hard it is. You say, I am so grateful for this life. I am the only one who can live this life. This is my life, and I am going to live it. No one gets to take it from me. Nobody should have taken. I don't care who said she doesn't hit all the keys. She never should have stopped playing the piano. Right? I don't care who tells you you're not good enough. God tells you you're good enough. God tells you you're good enough. You are important or you would not be here. You would not be in this country. You would not be in this room. You would not be on this earth. Don't let anyone take your gifts. Because you matter. You matter to the world. You matter to God. And you matter to that person sitting next to you, even if you don't know who they are. You have an energy, you have a vibration, you have a gift, but most important, you are seeking God. You are, or you wouldn't be here. You are seeking God, and there is a promise, and you sang it in that song. And the promise is this: seek, and you will find. Knock, and the door will be opened. Ask, and it shall be given. It shall be given. You will leave an impression on this earth. You will make a mark, even if you don't know what it is. Even if you have no idea why you're here, God knows. And if you want to know, you just keep seeking God. You keep seeking God. You keep seeking God. And you thank him for this life, no matter how hard it is sometimes. And if you do that, you will become part of the huge and great light that shines on this earth. You will become a part of all that is good. I'm telling you this because it's Christmas, and I'm telling you this because I asked God to bring whoever was here tonight that I was going to tell you this. And I know it's not as many as was here the last time, and that doesn't matter because God said, I'm going to bring the exact right people, and you tell them. Jesus came to the earth for you, and you, Rita, and you, and you. He came so that you would be like him, so that you would make a difference, no matter what you think you're here for. What you're here for is to love God and know God. That's why you're here. And if you can help one person along the way, the angels will thank you forever. Merry Christmas. Thank you.